The Māori Party's Rāwiri Waititi, donning his cowboy hat and a giant punamu necklace, touched down at Parliament today for the first time since winning the Wairiki electorate. He narrowly beat Labour's Tamati Kofi for the seat in a nail-biting finish, winning by just over 400 votes. If Waititi comes out on top after the special votes are counted, he'll return the Māori Party to Parliament. He told our reporter, Te Aniwa Hurihanganui, walking into Parliament was daunting, and now he knows what it feels like for Pākehā walking onto a marae.
Well, I've walked in here before in other capacities, but in a capacity where we have the privilege and the honour of representing your people. Oh, you know, there's a sense of pride and also excitement, but there's anxiousness because, you know, you've got to go think. Now I know how a Pākehā feels on the marae.
A bit daunting?
Yeah, well, it is a bit daunting because they've got different tikanga. But we've just got to ensure we stay true to ourselves, we stay true to our kaupapa, and we stay true to our people. That's the most important thing.
You stand out a little bit with your matur or your full-face moko in this place.
Yes.
Do you feel alone?
Never alone. There's a kōrero at home, ko tahitaku huata ki haurui, he mano, he mano, he mano. You know, so with one swipe of the claw, I take out thousands of people. So what that means is actually, we stand on the shoulder of our tipuna of giants, but we carry the dreams and aspirations of our tamariki mokopuna. Never alone.
Are you nervous about the special votes?
Look, whatever happens, the Māori rejuvenated, the rejuvenation of our Māori movement is well and truly in play. Because we're lucky enough to have one in here now, come 2023, there's going to be a huge challenge on, and it's game on. And you will see more Māoris who have an independent Māori voice, an unapologetic Māori voice, sitting in the chamber.
If you are elected as the Wairiki candidate, what impact do you want to have in this place in Parliament?
Oh, well, there'll be the impacts I would like to make are systemic impacts in the pushback against what I believe are tikanga that are foreign to our people. So watch the space, and our job is to hold the Māori caucus of the Labour Party accountable and to ensure that we put pressure on that Labour government to ensure that they deliver what Māori deserve. One thing is that if you're the deputy leader of a party that's just taken the majority vote, we expect you to be the deputy prime minister, Pēnei Hēnari to be the minister of health, Meka Whaititi to be reinstated to her ministerial portfolios. We expect nothing less. And if they are not sitting in those positions, then we will be questioning why. And that to me would be turning their back on Māoridom once again.
Where did you get your cowboy hat?
Oh, this is a Kubra, so it's an Australian brand. I'd love a New Zealand brand, but I don't. So I usually wear a Kubra Stetson, which is an American brand. But the reason why I wear the hat is our part of the country, Sea Company, mm-hmm. We're known as Ngā Kaupoi.
Yep.
And so this is an acknowledgement of my kraua that went to war.
Yep, and the coasties, right?
Yes, all the coasties. And also acknowledging our kuia that stayed home to look after the farms and do all the mahi and look after the whānau. So there's a reason why I wear this hat. Yeah, it's not just because it makes me good looking.
And that was the Māori Party's Rāwiri Waititi speaking there to Te Aniwa Hurihanganui.